This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The day before American troops are set to withdraw from Afghanistan, rocket fire targeted Kabul's international airport. The rockets hit a nearby neighborhood. No one claimed responsibility for the attack, and it wasn't immediately clear if anyone was hurt. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says five rockets that targeted the Kabul airport on Monday were intercepted by U.S. forces. A defensive system was used to intercept them. Spokesman for the U.S. Military Central Command, Captain Bill Urban, said there were no U.S. casualties. It targeted the rockets in a whirling hail of ammunition, according to Urban. The rockets didn't halt the steady stream of U.S. military C-17 cargo jets taking off and landing at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the Afghan capital. The Islamic State group launched a devastating suicide bombing last week at one of the airport gates, killing 169 Afghans and US and 13 U.S. service members. The attack hasn't ended evacuation efforts, and the Biden administration says it is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Officials say the U.S. has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday the U.S. does not currently plan to have an ongoing embassy presence after the final U.S. troop withdrawal. He pledged the U.S. will make sure there is safe passage for any American citizen, any legal permanent resident after Tuesday, as well as for those Afghans who help the U.S. Untold numbers of vulnerable Afghans, fearful of Taliban brutality, are likely to be left behind. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida, hovering over the United States, has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it is still packing a powerful punch to the U.S. city of New Orleans and nearby regions. The National Hurricane Center says Ida is responsible for dangerous storm surge, damaging winds, and flash flooding over the southeastern state of Louisiana and southern Mississippi. The power company Entergy that provides electricity to New Orleans said in a statement Sunday that catastrophic damage took out all 8 transmission lines that deliver power into the New Orleans area. New Orleans is completely without power, according to the website NOLA.com, and to fix the problem could take days, but potentially longer. Early Monday, the New Orleans Emergency Communications Center posted on Twitter that the city's 911 emergency response system was not working. The top U.S. infectious disease expert told News Network CNN on Sunday there could be up to 100,000 new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by the end of the year. But the situation, while entirely predictable, is also entirely preventable. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. has the wherewithal to avoid the fulfillment of the prediction, adding the problem is the 80 million people in the country who are not vaccinated. Meanwhile, last week, the U.S. reached a daily average of 100,000 hospitalizations for COVID-19. That's according to a New York Times report that said the surge in cases is rivaled only by a surge last year when vaccines were not available. Urged by the U.S., Israel's defense minister has held talks with Palestinian president in the first high-level meeting between the two sides in years. The talks took place in Ramallah in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Sunday's meeting between Benny Gantz and Mahmoud Abbas signaled a possible shift after the near-complete breakdown in communication between Abbas and Israeli leaders in recent years. That rift had opened up under former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline policy toward the Palestinians, backed by former President Donald Trump. Both countries have new leaders in place. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met in Washington last week. North Korea appears to have restarted the operation of its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapon fuels. That's according to the UN Atomic Agency. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.